Our next guest is coming to us from TPC Scottsdale. He is the agronomy god out there. He's the guy in charge of, well, both getting this course ready and then probably fixing it after next week's waste management. And so we're excited. So welcome into the golf shop, Robbie Robertson.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you up early?
Oh, we're doing great. We're ready. Golf course is in fantastic condition, and practice rounds have begun, and it's ready to go. Land of the Valley, the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, well, this we're going to talk a little bit about the 16th in a minute, because Jake over here did not know what it looked like, and I showed him a picture, and he's like freaked out. So this is awesome. So, but when you talk about setting a course up for a tournament of this scope that's going to gain this much attention, I mean, let's be honest. For a lot of people, this is the first event of the year. The wraparound, or as I like to call it, the crap-around schedule, is mostly... Yeah, it's a lot of events that nobody's paying attention to, but because of what you guys have built out at TPC Scottsdale with waste management, a lot of people see this as the first event of the year. As you begin to get ready, I mean, what are your biggest challenges? I know you went through a course renovation in 2014, but most of that, those challenges behind you. What are the biggest challenges you face year in and year out getting ready for an event of this scope?
Well, you know, preparation for this event really starts clear back in September and October when we start looking at the overseed schedule and where we're going to draw some lines, where we're going to keep some dormant. When we start looking at trying to grow up rough, where, how high. And then we also have structure, stadiums and et cetera that start moving in October with the main build starting in November. So it really starts 4 or 5 months out, just in the planning stages of where everything goes. Agronomy-wise, it's getting the grass to a good overseed and germinated and grown to a tournament height in about a 30 to 45 day period while we still have some good nighttime temperatures. This year we've been we've had quite a bit of frost, which is abnormal for here. We've had over 40 some days of frost since November 12th. And our average is usually, 5 to 10 days a winter, a season. That's been a big challenge. Weather is almost always your biggest challenge. December, we had 2.5 inches of rain, which that's kind of abnormal out here as well. So between construction and weather, that would be our biggest challenges in getting this thing ready.
Well, and when you start looking at rough heights and things like that, obviously the tour is going to come in and help you set those. But from your perspective as a playability and someone who's been around, the sport for so long, where do you like to see that come in? And is it, do you ever look at what you get from the tour and go, wait a second, why are they doing that?
Not really, and the reason being is that the officials are the experts. They know exactly what they're looking for in a competition. This tournament's been going on for a long time, and there's a lot of data showing what the challenges could be and what maybe the best heights are, et cetera. And then we in the agronomy field take those specifications from officials and put it to good use and try to get it to exactly the specifications that they would like to see. Now there's some tweaking when we get to tournament time. Right now out here we try to get that rough up to a 3-inch height real quick. When the days get short out here, you lose that potential of getting it very tall. So we get it about as tall as we can early, and then because we can always take it down, but it's hard to get it to grow back up. But the officials have the past history and really know what works best for this site, and then it's up to us to make it happen.
Yeah, so you're entitled to an opinion, but not a vote.
yeah, there you go. That's probably a good way to
state
it. Unless we have an agronomic issue, and that's very rare.
So when they come in and they set up the course with you guys, I mean, how differently does the course set up, besides length? I mean, the length of the holes and stuff. I mean, how differently does it set up for these guys, trying to give our listeners a sense of the difficulty of it, versus, if I went out there in June and played? How differently is the course set up, where are there challenges that the players have to face that I wouldn't?
Well, as you mentioned, first is length. Second is we keep the tournament heights of rough up until springtime, That the everyday player can play the same, pretty much same conditions that the tour players will play from November through March, April, until we try to start the transition phase of transitioning from overseed to Bermuda. You know, at that time we mow the roughs down a little bit. Obviously the green speeds for the tournament will be a little quicker than our daily speeds are. You know, for tournament, we're looking at 11.5, 12 on a stint meter. Daily out here, we try to keep it 10.5 to 11. So for the average player, that's plenty quick out here. And then when we get to June, July, and August, when we're transitioning to Bermuda, once again, you're playing the same conditions that the tour players practice on out here on a daily basis.
Well, I mean, except for protecting the spectators, how differently are the out-of-bounds stakes placed for the tournament than on a regular day?
They're exactly the same, really. The hazards are all marked the same, and out-of-bounds is exactly the same.
Oh, that's really cool. Because we talk about these courses where these tournaments are played, and more often than not, the average player or the member at that club or the visitor really doesn't have an opportunity to play the same layout, because between out of bounds and, like you say, the way the grass is cut and the stint meter, the way the greens are running, and you're saying that pretty much throughout the year, I'm gonna come out there and play the same course that the pros played.
Absolutely, that's what we look for. That's what we try to strive for, and that's how TPC was kind of formed, is play where the pros play.
Yeah, well, I ain't playing from those tees, I'll tell you that.
it's long from back here.
It seems a long way from there. So I choose to move up, and it's not just laziness or lack of talent. So Robbie,
that's probably a good choice. A lot more fun.
Yeah, cannot avoid talking to you about 16. That has got to be from, just an operational standpoint between setting up the stadium, dealing with the crowds, dealing with the aftermath of it. What does the ground look like and how does it play? And I mean, it is the one thing most people are looking forward to seeing next week. When does that hole start to come into form for you guys getting it ready for this week?
Well, that is the first structure that starts being constructed, and we started this year on November 4th with the first pillars going down and the base going down for that. 16's even bigger this year than it was last year.
Oh, my gosh.
The third level was expanded all the way up towards the green, so on the north side. So it got a little bigger, a few more seats, a lot more stands. We start that back in November. It's pretty much completely enclosed around the 1st of December. Middle of December, and then from there it just goes up, up, up. We contend with some shade issues, but we've got that all figured out over years of experience, and it's exciting. There's no other venue like it in golf. So, it's easy to see why people tune in to see that. That's the only place you'll see that atmosphere in the game of golf.
And I suppose you're under significant pressure to not have any sort of fertilizer burn on that hole ever.
we take a lot of precautions. actually, everywhere, not just 16, but we take a lot of precautions to make sure everything's right.
And we're talking to Robbie Robertson, Director of Golf Course Operations at TPC Scottsdale. Now, Robbie, I'm a young guy. I'm 23. I didn't know anything about this course. I'm kind of in the dark on this. Tell me, for someone who doesn't know, and for our listeners out there, what the atmosphere is like when that first golfer comes up to tee off on that 16th.
Well, usually the fans have been packing that venue since about 6 a.m. They're really excited once they roll through there about mid-morning. I would probably compare it to a Super Bowl stadium. What do they call the loudest stadiums in the NFL? Kansas City, Seattle, whatever. When the players come out on the football field, that place just erupts. It erupts every time a player walks through that tunnel. And usually it's the caddy that gets hit first, and they walk in there and their eyes get real big, and it's hard to explain the atmosphere without being there.
Well, and we've seen some other things erupt, like lots of beer. How is beer on the grass?
That's why we have that desert surrounding the grass.
Ah.
Hopefully they can't get the beer to the grass.
Now, I was wondering what kind of a fertilizer beer would be.
A little detrimental to some grass. You spill beer on the grass, it can cause some damage. But for a short period of time, a little bit of water here and there, we take care of it. And there's usually a beer to consumed on that premises,
yeah,
right there.
Absolutely. So, all right. So, I'm looking at the scorecard, and one of the things that I like to do for our listeners when we look at these courses is give us a sense of it, besides the 16th, when we're watching on TV because we can't get out there. We're watching on TV. Where can we look for some players to maybe make a move or some carnage to happen?
When I look at this golf course daily, and I see the setup. Front nine, they're going to cruise through the front nine pretty good.
Okay.
That's where they're really going to try to pick up some strokes. Coming into the back nine, the challenges, I believe, get a lot larger. There's more water on the back nine. The proximity of the greens, et cetera, are closer to water. Like I said, there's three lakes out here, and they're all in play on the back nine more than the front nine. And 16 in itself, you step up in there and you're going to be nervous anyhow. But I think walking out of 16 into 17, 17 is a drivable par four for the players. And I think right there is where things can be won or lost. Most of them are going to step up there and try to knock it on that green, but there's water surrounding the back and to the north side of that green. The stadiums are closer now on 17. They're just on the edge of that pond there, where in the past they've been a few feet back. So, the crowd presence right there is,
yep,
going to be stronger, and those that go for it right there can really get birdie or eagle. But if you miss it, I think you're looking at bogey.
Mm.
So I think 17 is really a turning point. It can either make you or break you.
Well, Robbie, thank you so much for joining us and getting us even more fired up for next week's tournament. We'll be watching closely, and I'm going to be looking for 17 to see what happens. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.